Chris Stang was working as a marketing exec at a record label a few years back when he decided that the restaurant review websites online left a lot to be desired. Who are those anonymous reviewers on Yelp anyway? So with a pal, they decided why not a site with dedicated staff reviewers who didn't have an axe to grind. The site is called The Infatuation, and Stang met us recently at a cool pizzeria in Marina Del Rey, California, Sedabelo. And before the pizzas arrived, he told us all about the site and how he's just recently added Zagat Reviews, which he picked up from Google. Have a listen. I'm Jefferson Graham with USA Today, and you're listening to Talking Tech.
Sure. So The Infatuation is a restaurant review platform. We, with The Infatuation, do all of the reviews from the perspective of highly trained staff writers and editors. So our staff writers go into restaurants completely unannounced. They use aliases. They pay for their own meals. And the idea is that they have the exact same experience that you as an average diner would.
Without an axe to grind.
Without an axe to grind, no. Just trying to really, it's really about creating a situational point of view to say, here's this great restaurant, here's what it's perfect for. We have these categories called perfect fours. And so we just try and help people, like, you know, look, like going out on a first date versus going out on a date with your spouse or significant other for, you know, that you've been with for a long time, those are different applications. You need different restaurants for that purpose, right? So we try to differentiate between those things and come up with ways for people to navigate their lives via our platform.
Okay,
but
so
the infatuation is fully editorially driven, one point of view.
Right, so that's how you started, but now you're bringing in user-generated reviews.
We bought a company to do that.
Zagat.
Exactly, so we bought Zagat. We saw the opportunity and thought to ourselves, A, what an incredible brand, and a brand that has 40 years of history behind it. And B, you know, Zagat was the real first ever example of user-generated content. So, you know, back in 1979, Tim and Nina Zagat were having their friends fill out paper surveys and then making reviews out of, you know, a compilation of various sentences from those surveys. That's the first, you know, example, at least in this space, of user-generated content. So what we started thinking about was, what an opportunity for us to build a community around, you know, restaurant recommendations, or at least let the community create restaurant recommendations of their own around this platform and this brand Zagat. And so that way we can keep doing what we want to do with The Infatuation, which is very editorially driven, but also have a community-driven platform in Zagat and serve both purposes.
Are you merging Zagat into The Infatuation, or are they two different sites?
There'll be two different properties, two different products, two different brands.
Tell everybody what the problem is with looking up reviews on a typical user-generated site that's not editorially driven.
Well, I think A, it's not, they're often not specific to the purpose of finding restaurants, right? So many of them will have ratings and reviews of dentists and dry cleaners. And I think that's important, is sort of specificity in expertise in the space. But also, you know, I'm sure you've been in this case where you read a review and you don't, who wrote that? And who is that person? And do they know the dining scene in their city well? Do they eat out a lot, so they have a good frame of reference for how a place might compare to another one? And I think the answer is often, who knows? And so what we want to do is create a platform in which you have a better level of confidence that the people contributing to it are knowledgeable. And I think what we also want is to create a platform in which the community is building something because they want to build something great, and they want to build something that will be useful to other people in the future. And I think if we can do that, and we can get to a place in which when you go and put a review into the Zagat platform, you're doing it because you want to help the next person that comes along understand whether or not a restaurant is good for a certain situation or occasion, or help them understand what the best restaurants in a certain cuisine or neighborhood are. That can be really powerful and really different from what's out there right now.
Finally, tell everybody what cities you're in and where you're going in 2018.
So The Infatuation right now is in New York, London, Chicago, San Francisco, Los Angeles, Denver, Washington, D.C., Seattle, Austin, and we'll have new cities like Atlanta and Philadelphia coming soon, and a whole bunch more.
I'm Jefferson Graham with USA Today. You've been listening to Talking Tech. For more information about The Infatuation, go to theinfatuation.com. For more info on USA Today, you can go to usatoday.com. As always, this is that moment when I say, hey, folks, don't forget to please subscribe to Talking Tech on Apple Podcasts and Stitcher. Please rate and review the show on Apple Podcasts, which helps more people find the show. And big thank you to all our listeners.